When Seeler finally fessed up, people were left wondering what was going on in her mind. A psychiatrist concluded she had a mental disorder which caused her to lose touch with reality. Skeptics chalked the episode up to narcissism run amok. Kelly Anderson counsels rape victims in Madison. She says false reports of abductions and assaults cause the public to get jaded. As a result, she says people can grow suspicious of women reporting real attacks.
I think people felt kind of burned. And anytime that happens, there can be a sort of a reluctance then to get that engaged or care that much again.
Others didn't take the matter quite so seriously. In fact, one local theater company decided to poke fun by producing a controversial play about the episode. Jamie Marie Welkley played Audrey in the satire.
I felt a little bit conflicted about making light of the situation. But once I got into it, yeah, I mean, it wasn't hard to come around to seeing it as something that was okay to laugh at.
Broome Street Theater's Joel Gersman points out no one was hurt. He says if Audrey's faked abduction points out anything, it's how the public chooses to distract itself in times of war and economic hardship. Seeler herself is back in her hometown of Rockford, Minnesota. She's on probation for a pair of misdemeanors connected with leading police on the wild goose chase. She's doing community service and working off a $9,000 fine. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.